This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
President Obama is expected to nominate the former head of Procter & Gamble to take over as secretary of the embattled Department of Veterans Affairs. A West Point grad, Robert McDonald spent 33 years with the company behind Crest toothpaste, Duracell batteries, and more, and used to help manage P&G's laundry business in Canada, Asia, and Brussels. Marketplace's Dan Weissman joins us with more. Morning, Dan.
Hi, David.
So what do you think Mr. McDonald's resume tells us?
Well, after his time in the Army, McDonald spent his entire career at Procter & Gamble, where he oversaw 120,000 employees. He spent 4 years running the company, and they were tough years. When he took over in 2009, the company was deep into a strategy that emphasized charging premium prices for brand-name stuff. And after the crash in 2008, that didn't work as well. When he retired a year ago, it was under pressure. An activist investor spent most of McDonald's last year buying up Procter & Gamble stock and complaining about McDonald's performance.
And how do you think this job at the VA would compare to his old job at P&G?
Even though Procter & Gamble is the world's biggest consumer product company, it's actually smaller than the VA. The company reports sales of $84 billion. That's a bit more than half of the VA's budget, which is $154 billion. The VA also has more than twice as many employees. And this is an unusual assignment for him as a turnaround guy. He spent more than 30 years getting promoted from within at Procter & Gamble. And in the new job, he'll also be a bit of a political outsider. He's made campaign contributions to Republicans like John Boehner and Mitt Romney.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Weissman. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.